Om Shanti. Welcome back. We will go through this agenda and the context setting session in which we will come to know what are we here for, how are different sessions weaved together so that we get what we want, what will be our day like. And to walk you through this whole agenda, I welcome Brother Balakishore, who is coming to us from Hyderabad. Please welcome him. And I would like to introduce that he is professionally a Vice President, Better Living. So you would probably not have heard this Department of Better Living, but in his organization, he is the Vice President, Better Living, and his organization is Sears Technology, one of the leading IT and AI based organization. And he is a meditator for more than 35 years now. He is involved in different researches which are going through in the organization. And also he's a Chevening scholar, a lot of scholarships in his kitty and a lot of experience of the corporate world, and also a deep thinker and an innovator in the field of spirituality. So we warmly welcome you, brother. And please, we would like to know how this retreat is created for us.
Okay, Om Shanti. We just had dinner, I thought. Om Shanti. That's better. Good. So for the next 3 days, what do we have in store for you? You have come all the way, and thank you very much for that. And hopefully at the end of 3 days, you will also say the same thing to us. So sometimes in Brahma Kumaris, we call this as Kali Yugi technology, because at the right time it stops working. Okay, now you able to hear me? Okay, very good. So let me walk you through what is the whole program about and why did we design this retreat for all of you? What is the context behind it? And why we talk about, is it possible to give the technology also a little bit of silence? Thank you. So three words: experiment, experience and empower. We will keep coming back to these three words, and that sequence is also important. There's nothing you need to believe just because we are saying it, or just because Shivaniban is going to say it. You don't have to believe it. Experiment with it. Experience it. Very important. Make it yours. You just ate the food. Now, if it doesn't get digested, will it turn to energy? And if you keep eating without digesting, what will happen? Hell, you start throwing up. So, that is why if you want to empower, there should be something that translates into that power, whatever you are taking in, and that's your experience. That is what we would encourage each one of you to do. You gave yourself time. You spent your money. You came, some of you came with your loved ones. Now, utilize this opportunity of these 3 days where you can truly experience something different. Because if you don't allow yourself to experience, then this whole retreat will just remain yet another memory. Ah, wahan gaye the. Haan, wahan thoda. Upar, haan, khana achha banta hai. Achha dete hain. That is all you will remember. We don't want you to stop there. Good, so let's start with this. What do you want from this retreat? Kuch to intent create kiya hoga na aapne. Before you came here, there must be something you must have thought, I want this, or it is for this reason I'm going to the retreat. Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. So one word. Go ahead.
Happiness.
Happiness. Good.
Energize.
Empower. Energize.
Peace.
Peace.
Clarity.
Clarity. Yourself. Okay, being yourself.
Holistic development.
I asked for one word, but it's okay. One word, brother. So we are starting being economical right from now, so that you can reflect and then just share one word if you possible. Oh. No, because I said one word, so he got a little confused. So we'll give that for him. Transformation, very good. Confidence, very good. Solution, very good. Satisfaction, wow. Satisfaction, wahi lete. Meditation, okay. Make a note of that. Take a minute. Think. And all of you got your notebook and pen? Please carry this to every session. I am also a memory coach and your memory is not so great. Without even testing, I can tell you that. So don't trust it. Start making notes. And we will give you a notebook and a pen, so don't make notes on your mobile. Because you will forget the file also. We want you to keep remembering. Whenever you see the book, you should remember the experience. That's why we are giving you the book. Okay? Just one word. Whatever your intent is, now because it's your notebook, you can even write a sentence. Why did you come here? Take a couple of minutes, reflect and write. I'm not going to read, don't worry. Okay? Now write the next two words. Intent decides the content. Whatever intent you are making, that is what will decide the content of your experience. That's why we start the session with this intention setting. The more powerful your intention is, the more beautiful your content of the experience will be. So we call this as empowering the self retreats, and it is a combination of three aspects which you will experience in these 3 days. The first one is applied spirituality. Well, it's good, all of these things are good, but how do I apply in my day-to-day life? How do I go back to my boss? How do I go back to my kids? How do I go back to my team members? Is there a possibility for me to respond more positively? We learn about that in this applied spirituality section. And then we also talk about leadership, both about self and about we being able to lead others and the science behind it. You will get this also. That's why I said, that's where we start with what is the first E of the three E's? Very good. See, some of you already forgot. Experiment. Can we say that aloud? Experience. Empower. That's where the first E comes in. So what is applied spirituality? Nothing complicated. The definition of spirituality is very simple. The process of me becoming a better version of myself is spirituality. Easy? The process of me becoming a better version of myself. Is there a better version, or did anyone of you reach Nirvana already? No? All of us have a better version? Yes. So that is also a good question for you to reflect in these 3 days. What is my better version? And in which part of your life? You will keep getting lots of these reflecting questions. So make time and then reflect. Because that is what is the content of the experience. So what is my better version? In which part of my life? And how can I become that? Those tools are the ones that you will learn here. So, empowering the self by applying, that's the key word, the knowledge of the self. The knowledge includes, who am I? You learn about that in a lot more detail. What are my innate virtues and powers, and how do I use them? That's why that apply word is so important. And all these slide decks, whatever we are going to show here, we will share them with you. Please don't click any photos because you will not see them again. And unnecessarily your mobile will get clogged up. So we will send you the mobile. We will send you the slide decks. Is that okay? Yeah. And anything you find it important, the instinct that comes, right, I have to capture this because this is important. That's why our hand goes to the mobile. Now your hand should go to the book. I want to make a note. Possible?
Yes.
Small, small changes. Possible?
Yes.
Possible?
Yes.
That's good. Now, brief history, when did we begin? We started our first retreat way back in 2011. When I say we, there are quite a few IT professionals like me. I also work full time. And we said, whatever benefit we are getting by practicing meditation, can we start sharing it in simple form where the others also can get benefited? That's the intent with which we started the Empowering the Self retreat, started in 2011, spread to all other cities from Hyderabad. More than 50,000 IT professionals benefited in the last 15 years. Lots of companies, nearly 150 of them, who have come and participated and took the benefit from many of these retreats all over India. So when we talk about these ETS retreats, the main intent is to shift the focus from human doing to human being. Very simple, nothing complicated. Because a lot of times we focus on the doing aspect. We forget the being, how to be. And that is what creates so much of mental health issues in the world today. So how can I be? So that human doing to human being. And to help you develop a new way of perspective thinking by applying this tool of Raj Yoga meditation. Please write these three phrases. Most important principle: think less, think slow, think better, or think right, whichever one you find it interesting. Think less, think better, think slow, think better. The interesting thing about this sentence is this is the means and the end of meditation. Because that's what you do when you sit in meditation. And that's what you achieve effortlessly through meditation. And this is what we will try to do all these 3 days. But I overthink. No, you will not. Follow the principles, then you will be able to experience all these three. Ready to experiment? That's why we said experiment. So this is your first. And when we do this, what is its result? It results in inner resilience, outer agility, and better health. All of us want to be agile. We want to keep changing as per the changing environment. But that needs an anchor. That's where you need that inner resilience. Only then you will be able to be agile outwardly. So the goal, in one single sentence, is this. Read it and take a minute and reflect. Lot of sorrow each one of us experiences is self-generated, and that lot depends anywhere from 70% to 90% or even 95% for some of us. And the interesting part is most of it is avoidable. We don't know the tools, we don't have the necessary inner technology, as Sudesh Didi was mentioning. And that is what we will learn in these 3 days. And that's what we encourage you to first experiment, experience, and then empower. Because this is the result that we promise: reducing avoidable, self-generated sorrow. Where does that sorrow come from? How do we generate? How can we avoid it? We will learn about all those tools. And If you are the generator of your sorrow, what does it mean? Fantastic. If I am creating my sorrow, if I am the writer, director, hero, heroine, villain, producer of my sorrow, then I can also become writer, director, hero, heroine, producer, creator of my happiness. That is what we will learn. And please remember, you can make a note and keep reading this at least once a day. You are more powerful than you think you are. It's just that you never allowed yourself to reflect and to start using some of these simple tools which you will learn in these 3 days. Before learning how to drive a car, did you know how to drive a car? No, you didn't. And that was intimidating because you had to see the front, you had to see the side screen, you have to manage the clutch, gear. It was overwhelming. But once you learned, right, it becomes even a part of muscle memory. So where did that come from? Because you experimented, experienced and empowered yourself, and that's what you, and that's when, please remember this, and you will experience this in every single session. And what is it that I got in this particular session, in every session, to reduce my self-generated sorrow is what you should keep your focus on. Because everything else, this is the theme. This is the result that we want each one of you to take with you. Okay? And this is what brings to another interesting aspect. I've been associated with Brahmakumaris for the last 32 years. And 32 years ago when I came to Brahmakumaris, for the first 1 year, for those of you who fall asleep during meditation, that's not a bug, it's a feature. Don't worry. For the first 1 year, I was also sleeping. Good sleep, good power naps. So there's nothing wrong with it. Then I started exploring, what is it the Brahmakumaris are teaching that makes it so powerful? And they use a very beautiful framework, which can be used, it's a learning framework, which can be used by all of us. So here, we are taught 4 subjects. The first subject is knowledge, or what we call is Gyan. That is to know. And the second subject is Yoga. Meditation, reflection. That is to be. To digest. Whatever you have taken in, you need to digest, to be. So that it becomes your swaroop. It becomes a part of you. And then, once you digest it, you use that energy to start transforming yourself. You will do the dharana. That is when you do. And then, to make it permanent, you share. Whether it is in IT or any industry, 2 things that we have completely eliminated from our education post-independence. 1, relaxation. The other 1, reflection. And that's why this particular step is completely missing from our education. Agreed? Right, almost all of you are leaders from different fields, mainly in IT. And even when a new programmer comes, because he hasn't tried to do this, when he faces a new problem, he doesn't know how to use the same tools. Because they haven't thought through, they haven't made it their own. And this is a sequence that we will follow, to know, to be, to do, and to share. That is when our transformation becomes sustainable. And that is what helped this organization in 90 years grow from that one person, Prajapita Brahma, about whom you will learn a lot more in 3 days, to a global organization today. That power comes from this simple framework. How many of you have tried meditation, started doing it, and gave up? Because you start thinking more during meditation, it's better not to meditate because if I sit down, I think a lot more. Yes? Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Thanks for being honest. I was also there at one point of time. And then I learned the most important thing, why we, the intent when we sit for meditation, why we stop meditating is, this is what our goal is of meditation, or this is what we are taught. Yes or no? Yes or no? Now let's put this simple goal to test. Suppose, say, in your meditation you stop thinking. There are no thoughts. How will you know that you stopped thinking? By making another thought. Yes or no? So as long as I am alive, I will think. It's a feature. It's not a bug. So when you try to make a bug into a feature, what will happen? You will start getting headache. You will fall asleep or you will get frustrated. So your mind generating thoughts when you sit in meditation is not wrong. Initially you will get more thoughts than usual. Nothing wrong with it. And where does this come from? It comes from the first sutra of Patanjali Yoga Sutras. Yogasya Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. That is the first sutra. Yoga, we translate it as meditation. Chitta, we translate it as mind. Vritti, we translate it as thoughts. Nirodaha, we translate it as absence. All the four wrong translations. And then we end up with a wrong goal. And then we struggle. So the goal is not absence of thoughts, which will happen in the advanced stages. The goal is to start, what were those three T's which we talked about? I asked you to write. Think less, think slow, think better. That should be our goal. You are still thinking, but you're thinking less. You're still thinking, you're thinking slow. You're still thinking, but you're thinking better. In the last 25 years that I have been doing coaching, nobody came to me and said, Bala, mujhe bahut positive thoughts aate hain, help karo na. Is there anyone like that? Does anyone have a problem with your positive thoughts? No. There's a reason. Because positive thoughts are always slow. Negative thoughts are always fast. And the speed and the number of thoughts are inseparable. If one increases, the other increases. So when you think positive, you are thinking slow. And because the speed and number are inseparable, when you think slow, you think less. And that is the definition of relaxation. That's why you feel good when you think positive. That's why in every session you are encouraged to think positive. Because positive means think slow. Think slow means think less. Think less means relaxation. That's what we all want. And this is the mechanism. These are the applied spirituality tools that I talked about. So meditation is not absence of thoughts. So now those of you who stopped meditating, will you start now? Because now you got a license to think? Very good. Next, it's not going blank. Meditation is not going blank. And meditation is not doing anything. What will you do? We will teach that to you. Not now, because I know we just had dinner. And meditation is not negative rumination. Because anything negative will make your thoughts go fast. Anything fast, you will think more. And anything more, you will get exhausted. So meditation is not negative rumination. Clear? Any questions? So this is the most important definition that we all need to remember. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That's a feature. That's our absence. We will learn about that. That's exactly what I said. Because you are so busy only doing, when you try to relax, suddenly whatever you stopped comes rushing. Nothing wrong with it. Now what to think, you will learn that. How to redirect your mind, what Asha Didi was saying, Mera Man. So if it is Mera, then how should I direct it? You will learn that. Read that. Give it a shot. Now read that. Which one was easier? This one or this one? I didn't change a single letter. If you check, I haven't changed a single letter between this and this. What did I add? The space. I just added the space, and that is what reduced all your effort. That's what made it easy. Yes or no? Your boss won't change. Exactly same letters. Your spouse won't change. Your kids won't change. Your mother-in-law won't change. But you will introduce the pause. You will learn this meditation. Introducing that pause so that this kind of life that most of us are leading becomes this kind of life is meditation. Very simple. Clear? So that's why we are not going to promise that you will get a halo once you go down. Na yoga. And suddenly the world around you will change. Na yoga. I'm saying it right on day one. So that I level set the expectation, because my disappointment is proportional to the square of my expectations. That's why we are taking so much time, a full session, to level set all your expectations, what you will get and what you will not get. And quality of our life, the kind of life that we want to lead, depends on quality of decisions we make. Agreed? Each one of us is here because of the set of decisions that we made until now. And what we are going to become is also a function of decisions that we are going to make. And quality of decisions depends on quality of questions asked. Not answers, questions. And quality of questions depends on quality of my thinking, because a question is also a thought. That is what we will learn. How can I improve the quality of my thinking? Because that is the root. If I know that, then the manifestation of those thoughts are the various aspects of my life. So this is the root. This is the foundation. How to improve the quality of thinking? Or how can I become a better thinker? It is unfortunate that in our education system, we don't teach this at all. Zero. Yes or no? So here in these 3 days, this is what you will learn, how to become a better thinker. Now, you must be saying, or you must be thinking, we are just 3 hours into the retreat and you are already talking so much about thinking. Why is that? There's a reason. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. Bandhaya vishayasaktam muktyai nirvishayam smritam. What this means is, mind alone is responsible for both bandhan, that means bondage, sorrow, and moksha, that means freedom or happiness. And when do I experience that bandhan or sorrow? Bandhaya vishayasaktam, when I am attached to things. I must use them. But when I am attached, it creates a lot of sorrow. And muktyai, nirvishayam smritam. Smriti means in my consciousness, when I learn to detach, nirvishayam, that's when I experience the happiness. And that's what was said a few thousand years ago in the Upanishad. Those of you who are interested in the reference. And how do we do that is what we will learn. We are not talking about running away. We are talking about getting detached. We are not talking about dissociation. We are not talking about attachment. We are learning about detachment. How that is possible, we will learn in these 3 days. When my mind is relaxed and stable, my brain sends an all okay signal to the body. What signal? All okay. when my mind is not relaxed, when it is anxious, my brain sends a not okay signal. What signal? That is why dis-ease here becomes disease here. How can I get that ease? How can I relax? How can I take charge of my mind is what we will learn. Because these three are very closely related. Mind, brain and body. That is why more than 90% of the diseases we are told are psychosomatic in nature. Because they start here. Because they start as dis-ease. Any questions so far? Is this interesting? Should I continue? Oh, thank you. Not that I will stop, but... yes, somebody was saying something. I was just kidding. If you ask me to stop, I will. Yeah, when I said, when the mind is at ease, when it is relaxed, your brain sends an all-okay signal. When your mind is anxious, dis-ease, not at ease, then that becomes disease because your brain constantly sends not-okay signal. Okay? Good. Enough of this thinking stuff now. So let's talk about something more practical. And why did I continue to be with Brahmakumaris even after 32 years? Because in the first 1 year, one thing that Brahmakumaris are extremely good at is with food. That's what kept me hooked. I would go only every Thursday for the first 1 year. And those of you who know, on Thursday is when they offer bhog or the prasad. So, this is what I learnt. And they have mastered this principle, which all of you have just experienced. And there's more to come, by the way. So, because they provide nutritious food not only to the stomach, but also to the soul. And our Dadiji, you know, she would always talk about plate and glass. Plate and class. She called us class and glass, but that glass has negative connotation for some of us. So that's why I said plate and class. So you, this is for stomach and this is for the soul. And this is all you need. This is the summary of the Brahmakumari's experience or what I have experienced. Plate and class. Ya to class mein hai, ya to plate ke saamne hai. So this is what you will see in all the 3 days. Okay? So let me walk you through the agenda. What do we have in store for you? Just go through this. The day starts at 4:15 a.m. Don't get scared. We encourage you to make some time, create that space and join us for the Amrit Vela meditation, 4:15 to 4:45. But if it is too difficult, you just cannot get out of your bed, that's fine. You can sleep because we don't want to disturb your... But that does not mean all of you will start sleeping. Then you will lose the opportunity to experience. And 6 to 6:30, again, this is optional, create a physical exercise which we will do just outside the Harmony Hall. Those of you who are interested, you can join. And 7 to 8 is when we have Raj Yoga meditation training. We strongly suggest that none of you miss this. And when you come for Amrit Vela, you don't have to take shower. But when you come for the Raj Yoga meditation training by 7 o'clock, please make sure that you empty your bowels, take the shower, and then come for the training with your notebook and pen. Possible?
Yes.
Possible?
Yes.
Very good. And 9:30 to 1, we have sessions. Don't worry, we'll give you a break in between. So it's not continuous. 1 to 4, lunch and rest. 4:30 to 6:45, again, we have some sessions. And every evening, we have arranged some beautiful meditation in different parts of the campus. 7:30 to 8:30 dinner, and then there is a quick post-dinner session, usually up till 9:30 or 9:15. So this is the general structure. Any questions? Yes? You go back to your room. If you want to take rest, take rest. Take a short nap. Okay? Or if you are already Nidrajit, go around the campus, take your notebook. There are enough things that you heard today and you will keep hearing every day for you to be busy during this time. Okay? Yes? Good question. Venue for all these is here. Just the exercise part will happen outside, but all the sessions are going to happen here. If whenever the meditation is going to happen elsewhere, we will guide you. But all the sessions, including Amrit Vela, will happen here. Good question. Yes, somebody else was asking something? Yes. Anyone else? Yes. Very good. So when is the breakfast time? No, I like that because audience is very intelligent. Wo pata hai unko. So you got it. Very intelligent hai. So 8 to 9:30 is your breakfast time. Okay? And on Friday, that is tomorrow, we have some excellent lineup of speakers, 9:30 to 11. You're going to learn about how to rewire your brain to reinvent your life. It will be done by Dr. Mohit Gupta. He's a cardiologist himself, and through his personal experience, he's going to share some very interesting insights about how we can harness the power of our own brain. From 11:30 to 1, we have a very senior Raj Yoga teacher, Sister Radhika, who's going to talk about solutions for daily life. Very, very entertaining, very, very engaging. And you will get a lot of those solutions from the regular, for the regular situations that we face. 4:30 to 6, choosing me, power of self-love, and you know who. Yeah. So that's what Sister Shivani will do this session. And then 6 to 6:30, we have the Gyan Sarovar tour. We are going to show you this beautiful campus. And there's a lot of history behind it. So we would encourage you to join this tour. 7 to 7:30, just behind this, we have something called an amphitheater with some steps. We will guide you. That is where we are going to have our meditation tomorrow. 7 to 7:30 meditation in the open. And 8:30 to 9:30, Asha Ben will come back and then she will share what is it that she learned from the leaders of this organization and what are her experiences. There's a lot of interesting experiences that she had and things that we can take from her experience which we can apply. So stories of spiritual leadership, that's on Friday. You don't have to click. We already pasted it outside. And if you're interested in a hard copy, we can give you. Otherwise, it's always there. Okay? And on Saturday, 9:30 to 11, again, it will be... Yeah. Is visible? Oh, good. 11:30 to 1, we are going to learn about digital wellness. And 4:30 to 4:55, very interesting reflection exercise. And many of you also run your own organizations. How can we set up a simple meditation room in your respective workplaces or even at your home? What we call as meditation out of box, being light. We are going to learn that in this session. So please don't miss that. That's on Saturday. 5 to 6. How do we stabilize our mind, especially in today's unstable times? We have very senior Rajyogi, Suraj Baiji, who is going to walk us through this. 6:30 to 7:30, meditation in the Dadi Janki Park, which is opposite the dining hall that we all go to. We take a left to go to the dining. So when you take a right, just go a little farther and take a right, you will see the Dadi Janki Park. So it's another beautiful meditation in the open. And 8:30 to 9:30, we will listen to the Sevadharis, the experience, because it takes a village to create this kind of experience. So you will meet all the behind the scenes Sevadharis. And on Sunday, 9:30 to 11, Wisdom of Free Will. 11:30 to 1, we will learn about how do we apply this concept of soul in our leadership. What is that framework? The soul conscious leadership. We will learn about that. 4:30 to 6:30, we will actually go out of the campus because it's a beautiful place that we have. So we will do some reflection in the rocks. And that's why I was encouraging you to keep making notes, because that is the time you will get to do a nice walk and also sit there beside the stream on the rocks and meditate, reflect. And we have somebody very, very spiritual and capable soul whom you will meet. I will not give you the details. You will meet him tomorrow evening when we will start the meditation at amphitheater. So he's going to help us make this whole reflection in the rocks more beautiful. 7 to 7:30 meditation will happen here on Sunday in this hall, and 8:30 to 9:30, now that you heard for 3 days, this is your chance so that we can listen to what your experiences are. Any questions so far? Good. Well, many of you, whenever it comes to Brahma Kumaris, a lot of you during registration have also asked, how much should we pay? Good. So let's see. So who funds the Brahma Kumaris programs? This is a completely voluntary run organization which runs through voluntary contributions, and that is why we don't charge. There's a reason why we don't charge, because that's the difference between the biryani that you eat in the hotel and you ask for next serving, your bill goes up. Or the biryani that you eat at home which your mom makes. Is there a difference? And when you have experienced and you feel that this should continue, many more should experience it. Those who have come before you, they contributed, that's why we are all experiencing, because this keeps running. That's why we call it as yajna or yagya, because it runs through the ahuti. So voluntary contributions, money plus blessings, and whatever you wish to contribute, all of them are exempt under ATG. Okay, so that should answer the question that many of you have asked, and then we responded saying you will get to know that when you come to the retreat. So this is the answer. So some general instructions. Amrit Vela and Raj Yoga meditation, all of them, as I mentioned, they will happen here. Wherever there is a possibility, you will also be encouraged to take that short break every hour. And is this possible? Silent mornings until breakfast. You're not going to speak with anyone. Your day starts with Amrit Vela. Until 8:30 you have your breakfast, you will not speak. Kitne bahadur hai, dekhte hain. Sabhi bahadur hai, haath khada karo. You can do it. Raise your hand, all of you. It's okay. We'll do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Silence also includes digital silence. First I wanted you to raise the hand and then I give the twist. So it includes. And that is why we keep encouraging you to write those things in your notebook. So now you see why I am repeating it so many times. Because that becomes the food for your thought. Then your mind knows what to think. Dining hall 7, yes. Dress code, you have already been informed. There's an in-house dispensary that is available. And at night, please don't go outside the premises. Stay within the premises. No smoking, no alcohol, no soliciting. And here I wanted to share one more very important aspect. Let us value the privacy of whoever has come here as a seeker. We are all seekers. We are all equal. We are not same. We are all equal. So please don't ask anyone for any photographs. Possible? Right? Because you are more powerful and beautiful than you think you are. So you don't have to run after anyone else. Possible? Yes, so no cameras, no photos, no selfies. Yes? Thank you very much. Very good. So for you planning your return journey, we also have a travel desk to help you with your return journey. And yes, this is an ashram as we have always communicated. So there will be some constraints. You will not get the kind of facilities that you are used to at your home. And now that you made the decision and came here, whatever adjustments you are making, that is your sadhana and that is your tapasya. It's not going waste. Okay? And we really appreciate that. Because we also have a few constraints. And whatever best we can provide, we are trying to provide. Possible?
Yes.
Yeah? Thank you. We really appreciate that. For next 3 days, only essential stuff. अगर आपका मोबाइल चुलपुर नहीं करता है तो तो उसको उठाना नहीं है. ये चेक मत करो कि ये ठीक है या नहीं है, वो ठीक है. आप अपने को चेक करो, ठीक हूं ये नहीं, ठीक है नहीं, ठीक हूं. यहां से यहां पॉसिबल, या 3 days डिजिटल फास्टिंग. दैट्स व्हाई आई सेड यू शुड अलाउ योर सेल्फ टू लर्न एंड एक्सपीरियंस, बिकॉज यू आर द बिगेस्ट हेल्प फॉर योर प्रोग्रेस एंड यू आर द बिगेस्ट स्टम्बलिंग ब्लॉक इन योर प्रोग्रेस. सो गिव इट अ शॉट, इट्स पॉसिबल. You won't lose anything. They can still call you. They can still contact you. And shall I test that? Shall I test that? Pull out your mobile. Wow. Very good. Pull out your mobile and switch off all your notifications. Now. Done? All your notifications. Fantastic. Bahut digital bahadur ho aap. Thank you. Okay. So silence recommended for 3 days. And the books that were given to you, did all of you check what you got as a gift? Both the notebook and there's another book that was given to you. Did not only diary and pen. Okay, you will get. If you haven't got, you will get one more gift. So logistics reasons, they might not have given you, but you will get the book very soon. It's a beautiful book on soul consciousness. You will learn about the essence of the applied spirituality through that book. Okay. Now, I have one request with all of you. Is it okay? And that's something very simple which you all can do. We have a group of about 30 people or 35 who wanted to stay together and then sit together for whatever reason. Don't ask me why. Are you willing to help them? Yes? So the only request I have is those of whoever comes in the hall for the sessions, can you please occupy this side starting with, so that the others who come a few minutes later, they don't have to walk over you. Possible? Yes. And if you can just allow that 30 people to sit this side. This side, all of you and all the places can be occupied. Possible? Thoda madad karte hain unke liye. Bade dil wale bante hain. Okay? Thank you. Very good. And we have some beautiful stalls that have been set up just outside the hall. So tomorrow, whenever you're going to get the break or before you come here a few minutes before, we encourage you to go through those stalls, see that there are a lot of good experiences, participation that you can go through to learn. They're just outside. Don't miss them. And a little bit about the Sevadharis, which you will get to learn more about on Saturday evening, and some of you must already be experiencing. So the first thing that I have seen at Brahmakumaris is the absolute devotion with which they do whatever they do. And there's a reason for it. Because devotion doesn't come when I think I'm doing it for someone else. No. When you think that you're doing something for a purpose higher than yourself, that's when devotion comes. And that's the equation here at Brahmakumaris. Whatever you're doing, we call that as seva. Here, that is why you will never hear a word called ye kuch kaam hai aap karoge. In 32 years, I have never heard that word. It's always called seva because it's an offering. And that's where the devotion comes from. And the next is dedication to the task at hand. They give their best. Because it is considered as an offering to divine, you don't give half-baked stuff. So every task that you are doing, every seva you are doing becomes an offering. And see the beautiful attitude. Automatically everything gets purified. And discipline in whatever they do. And it is these 3 Ds, and what is the result for us who experience that is also another D. And that's what we hope to give you in the next 3 days. So last but not least, a very simple mantra for healthy and happy life. Start with that. And there's also some more. Move more. You will be forced to in Gyan Sarovar anyway. Okay? Eat right. And here again, about eating a small thing, whatever you're eating is made with lot of love and it is offered to God and then it is given to you as prasad. You can eat as much as you want. You can go for as many servings as you want. But please don't waste any food. From the first roti to 10th roti, even if you want to have 10 rotis, you will see our brothers and sisters giving you with the same kind of smile and love. So you don't have to hesitate. We are there to feed you full. Okay? So please don't waste. Listen well. Take notes. Because that is what will help for a healthy and happy life. Have fun. Don't forget that. I know the schedule is busy. That's how we keep yourself. But this is easy busy. Okay? It's not going to make you stressful. It's going to make you easy. The more busy you are here in the positive sense, the more easy it becomes. Good. Any questions? Yes, please. After 32 years, I am still not an expert. So, it's not about, if you can start taking the first few steps where you are able to follow the instructions and stay with it even for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, without you becoming self-critical with yourself, that's an excellent result. Because a lot of times, hum apne aap ko bahut koste hain, right? We become very critical. We say, listen, suno, focus, won't work. So just go with the flow, have fun, enjoy, and then at the end of the third day, I'll ask you. Your name? Sorry. Banya, okay. So I will ask you how you felt at the end of 3 days. Then you can decide for yourself. Okay? Very good. Yes, sir. These slides, if you can share your email ID, we'll make the arrangements outside at one of the stalls. We'll keep a list. So you write your email ID and then we'll email it to you. Yeah, I'm still a little old style. That's why I'm not saying WhatsApp. So if you want WhatsApp, you can share it and the team will send it to you on WhatsApp. For me, by default, it comes as email, so I've asked. Whatever the team asks, you can do that. Yes. It's outside. It's stuck outside, yes. Yaha bhi hai, Harmony House mein bhi hai, Gyan Sarov reception pe bhi hai, and wherever you got the registration done, there also it is there. Okay? And it is. I think it's already emailed to all of you. It's already sent on the WhatsApp group, I guess, correct? It's already sent, yes. Yes, any other questions? Yes, you will get the recordings also. The list is already created, but that does not mean you will not focus. You are here, so experience it in person. But we'll send you the recordings. On Sunday. Abhi Friday hai, abhi Thursday hai. Sunday ko fir se puchna hum batayenge. वही तो मैं कह रहा हूं भाई साहब, अभी तो शुरू हुआ है, ये ट्रेलर है, पिक्चर अभी बाकी है. तो पिक्चर पूरा होने दो, देन वी विल डिस्कस अबाउट द नेक्स्ट पिक्चर. यस, द बिजनेस कैजुअल्स इज व्हेनेवर यू कम आउट ऑफ योर रूम यू शुड हैव बिजनेस कैजुअल्स. थैंक्स फॉर आस्किंग द क्वेश्चन. यस, एनीवन एल्स? So that's why we do it. We understand. The only reason why we don't allow kids here is because of the accommodation constraint. Because there's quite a few less seats available here. At Mansarovar, we have much bigger. Here we can get only about 300. And when we start allowing kids, we have seen that half of them are outside with their kids. And half the seats are empty. That means effectively they are not enjoying. We don't blame them because they have to be with their kids. So that's when we decided if first we will start with the parents and then yearly twice we do it, once in Mansarovar and once in Mount Abu, here in Mount Abu. So for the next retreat, you can still get your kids. There are many other programs that happen downstairs in Shantivan campus or Mansarovar where the accommodation is much bigger, where we allow the kids. That's the only reason. There's nothing else. Yes, we will. Correct. Sure, we will do that. And we do a lot of kids programs in your local city. If you can share with us, we'll share the meditation centers. We do a lot of programs specifically for centers. Yes, we do that. Last question. Correct. There are 4.5 hours exclusively by Sister Shivani. So make a note, listen, and then she will give you all those details how you can create those vibrations at your home. Yes, Shivani Ben? You got it. 4.5 hours. Yeah, that will get covered. Okay, so we'll sit back, relax for a minute, and just reflect on whatever we heard. So just sit back. Sit straight. Have your back well supported. Don't fold your arms, don't fold your legs. You can close your eyes if you feel comfortable that way. And take a deep breath. Breathe deeply and slowly. Let go of any tension in any part of your body. And relax yourself. As you relax, gently recall key takeaways from today's sessions. Sorry. What you heard in the inaugural session. What did Asha Didi talk about? What did Madhu Didi share? What did Sudesh Didi inspire you with? And what are some of the insights you gained from this session? Gently make this thought. I am the master of my life. I am the master of my mind. I will allow myself to take the complete benefit from this retreat in the next 3 days. Because I am the master of my life and I am the master of my mind. And I am more powerful than I think I am. Gently rub your palms and wipe your eyes. You can all get up in silence, walk to your room and then sleep. Don't go back to your mobiles because you have to get up early in the morning.